Proclamation number 4421 of 28th of August, 1948. Spiritual arrogance of the leaders. Spiritual arrogance does not let people accept the truth which is offered to them by me through you. They certainly feel the divine in it but take offense at the messenger and don't want to submit to him. Consequently, the pure truth has no effect on people which they should recognize by virtue of their ability to judge, yet they cannot reject the truth in their hearts because they feel its effect has increased knowledge and comprehensibility of that which was previously incomprehensible to them. Thus they take possession of the truth, which they utilize, but do not recognize it as such towards their fellow human beings. They are untrue to themselves. This is a gross sin, because against their better knowledge they reject the most precious thing that can be offered to them. And yet I must tell you that you are right to speak without shyness where it is possible. The truth can also be spread as a supposed error by first being brought to people's attention in an adversarial sense, whereupon the individual's thinking activity kicks in and he can then accept or reject it of his own free will and reach his decision according to his way of life. But how blind are men in spirit, and what wisp do they follow? 29th of the 8th, 1948. They defy every right direction of their gaze and feel comfortable in darkness, and I am unable to do anything where such open resistance is offered. As soon as the veil falls from their eyes, they will clearly recognize the error and blindness of those who only go through earthly life as followers and don't care about the path they have taken. And that is why the leaders should choose the right path, for they bear a great responsibility for all who follow them. But if someone who knows the way gives them hints, because he sees that the chosen path leads away from the aim, the leaders should not pass by loftily and look down on the one advising them. They should recognize the help from above and accept it gratefully. Great things are preparing themselves, and people will then questioningly follow the effects which, without knowledge, remain incomprehensible to them. I want to bring you clarification but you don't listen to it. I want to light a little light for you because of the coming events, for it will become very dark around you. A darkness will envelop you which only my light from the heavens can penetrate. And you try to extinguish the light, you don't take pleasure in its glow, although you see the light and cannot render its rays ineffective. You put it under a bushel and no one takes pleasure in it, no one can delight in it. And yet it is a light from the heavens. But I have warned you and offered you my love. But you are free in your will, thought and action. I show you the way but do not force you to go it. Amen.